Title, Subpressure, Bass Wobble Resample Using Macro Controls Creatively in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most that's the sound workflows in Jungle and Old School Drum and Bass. Building a simple bass that moves, mapping the movement to macro knobs so you can perform it like an instrument, and then resampling it to audio so it turns into something you can chop like a break. The main idea is this. In these styles, bass isn't just a steady note under the drums. It's a groove element. It answers the drums. It breathes. And the classic way to make it feel alive is to commit the movement to audio. You stop endlessly tweaking a synth, and you start making edits. Let's set up the session. Step 0. Project setup. Quick and DNB friendly. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. I like 170 for this lesson. Now drop in any basic drum loop or break so you've got something pushing forward. If you don't have a break, don't get stuck. Make a simple kick and snare pattern with a drum rack just so you can hear where the bass should sit. Coach note here, let the drums lead. In Jungle, the bass wobble should feel like it's toffing back to the break. If your bass is doing too much all the time, it's going to fight the drums and the groove collapses. Step 1. Write the MIDI bass foundation. Create a MIDI track and name it Bass MIDI. Make a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip. Pick a classic key like F or G. We're going for rolling more than melodic, so keep the notes simple. Try this mindset. You're not writing a bass line to show off notes. You're writing a pattern that creates pockets for movement. Put your root note around F1, and then add tiny variations, like touching G1 or D#1. Rhythm-wise, aim for syncopation, little offbeats that feel like they're leaning into the break. If you're unsure, do a few hits on the 1, then a couple of quick pickups into the 2 or 3, and an offbeat hit near the end of the bar. Keep it simple. The sound design will provide the excitement. Step 2. Build the SUB layer. This stays stable. Create a new MIDI track called SUB. Copy the exact same MIDI clip from your bass MIDI track into SUB. Now add operator, Ableton stock. Set it to a basic single oscillator setup, just oscillator A. Choose a sine wave. Then shape the app envelope, super fast attack, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so notes don't click when they end. If you want it tighter, shorten release, but don't go so short it crackles. Add EQ8 after operator. Low pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. The goal is, this track is only the low foundation. No buzz, no fizz, no wobble. If things get muddy, a tiny dip around 200 to 300 can help, but keep it gentle. Important rule that will save you later, do not wobble the sub. Club systems and big low end do not like moving sub frequencies. Wobble the mid layer. Let the sub be the solid floor. Step 3. Build the wobble MID layer. This is where the character lives. Create another MIDI track called Wobble MID. Copy the same MIDI clip again. Add wave eatable. Start with basic shapes and pick a saw or square flavor. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the tune modest, think 10 to 20%. We're not making a trance super saw, we're making a mid bass with attitude. Now add auto filter after wavitable. Set it to a low pass 24 dB filter. Put the cutoff somewhere in the 250 to 600 Hz area to start. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. If there's a drive option in the filter, add a touch just enough to make it feel gritty. Now, movement. You've got two easy options. Option A. Use the auto filter LFO. Turn the LFO on. Set the rate synced, and start with 1/4 note or 1/8 note. Set amount around 20 to 40%. Choose a smooth shape like sine or triangle. This gives you that classic wobble immediately. Option B. If you want more hands-on control, drop the max for live LFO device and map it to the auto filter frequency. Then you can add a little jitter, which is a huge old-school trick, because perfect movement can feel modern and sterile, and slight inconsistency feels more like hardware or samplers being pushed. Goal check. The mid layer should go wub. The sub should just sit there and hold the weight. Step 4. Turn the wobble into a playable instrument with macros. Here's where it gets fun. On the wobble mid track, select your wavitable, auto filter, and any extra effects you've added, and group them into an instrument rack. That's Command or Control G. Open macro mode. Now we're going to map the important parameters so you can perform the bass like you're playing an instrument, not programming automation like a spreadsheet. Map a macro called wobble rate to the LFO rate. Set the macro range so it's musical. For example, from 1/16th up to 1/2 note. Don't include weird in-between values if they sound messy. You can tighten that range anytime. Map wobble depth to the LFO amount. Give it something like 10% on the low end and 60% on the high end. Again, keep it playable. If the first millimeter of knob movement ruins the sound, your ranges are too wide. Map filter bass to the auto filter cutoff frequency, something like 150 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. That's your dark to bright energy control. Map reso bite to resonance, maybe 5% up to 40%. Be careful here. Too much resonance can whistle and take over the mix. Now add a saturator after the filter for grime. Set it to something like analog clip and map drive from 0 up to about plus 10 dB. This is your Rude control. Add EQ 8 and create a mid bell somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Map that bell gain to a macro called tone. Range could be minus 6 to plus 4 dB. This lets you tuck the mid layer behind the drums or push it forward for hype. Add utility and map width as a macro. Keep it sensible, like 0 to 120%. This is for the mid layer only. We'll keep the low end mono. Optional but very jungle. Create a talk macro. Put an EQ 8 after the filter. Make a narrow bell with a high Q. Boost a few dB and map the bell frequency from about 300 Hz to 2 kHz. Call it vowel. When you perform that while the filter's moving, you get those awee-woo talking bass vibes without needing any fancy synth. Coach note, macro discipline is everything. Before you record, twist each macro through its full range and make sure every position sounds usable. Your goal is, no dead zones, no the sounds broken at zero. Make it playable like an actual instrument. Also, performance mindset. One hand is rhythm, the other hand is tone. Hand A does wobble rate and wobble depth. That's rhythmic movement. Hand B does filter bass and drive. That's energy and aggression. That alone makes your resample sound intentional instead of random knob wiggling. Step 5. Glue SUB and wobble MID into a bass group. Selected SUB and wobble MID tracks and group them. Call the group bass bus or bass group. On the group, add EQ 8 and high pass at about 20 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. Add glue compressor gently. Think 2 to 1 ratio around 10 ms attack. Release on auto and just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not for smashing, it's for making the layers feel like one instrument. Now keep the low end mono. At minimum, put a utility on the SUB track and set width to 0%. If you want to be extra clean, you can do mid-side EQ tricks on the mid layer, so the side channel gets rolled off below, say, 150 to 250 Hz. That way the wobble feels wide, but the low end doesn't wander. Step 6. Resample. Record your macro performance to Audivo. This is the commit moment. It's how you get that crunchy, classic, Dundeel jungle vibe. Create a new audio track called Bass Resample. For its input, choose audio from your bass group, not the master. If you resample the master, you'll accidentally print drums and everything. We want just the bass. Arm the audio track. Now hit record and perform the macros for 4 to 8 bars. 8 bars is perfect for getting a real phrase. Try a simple 8-bar plan. Bars 1 and 2, slower wobble, darker filter, low drive. Bars 3 and 4, push wobble depth a bit, introduce light drive. Bars 5 and 6, faster wobble rate, maybe a touch more resonance for edge. Bars 7 and 8, a bigger filter rise and a little extra drive, then drop back down right at the loop point. Think in phrases, not constant motion. Stable, then animated. Stable, then animated. That question and answer feel is what makes it roll. Extra coach move. Record 2 takes on purpose. Do 1 dark take, lower filter, slower wobble, minimal drive. Then do 1 hype take, brighter filter moments, faster wobble, more bite. Later you can alternate them for instant call and response without changing the MIDI at all. Step 7. Chop and arrange like jungle. Once you've got a good recording, consolidate a clean loop. Grab the best 8 bars and consolidate so it's one solid clip. Now treat it like a breakbeat. Cut it at bar lines, and also cut where the movement changes. Make a little library of moments. A dark bar, a bright bar, a nasty half bar, a cool one beat stab. Arrangement ideas that instantly say jungle. Call and response. Bar 1 is dark, bar 2 answers brighter. Leave gaps before snares. Tiny pockets of silence make the bass feel heavier when it returns. Make a fill bar. Last half bar gets more aggressive with faster wobble and more drive. If you want to go deeper, drop the resampled audio into simpler in slice mode and trigger slices with MIDI. That's fast jungle editing. Suddenly your bass becomes an instrument you can break edit. Coach note, after resampling, don't overcompress to fix uneven moments. Use clip gain. If one wobble hit jumps out, just turn that slice down a couple dB. That's cleaner and keeps the groove intact. Step 8. Add pressure with sidechain and controlled chaos. On the base group, add Ableton's compressor and enable sidechain. Feed it from your kick or from your drum bus. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds and adjust until the bounce matches the groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. That pumping is the pressure. It creates that rolling feel where the bass wraps around the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Quick common mistakes to avoid before we wrap. Don't wobble the sub. Keep it steady, mono, and clean. Don't crank resonance until it whistles, especially above 1 kHz. Don't make macro ranges so wide that tiny moves destroy the sound. Tighten ranges until everything is musical. Don't overwiden bass. Wide mids can be cool, but low and wandering is a rave killer. And don't resample the whole master unless you truly mean to print everything. Now a quick practice mission you can actually finish today. Make a 16-bar drop bass that evolves every 4 bars without changing the notes much.